Hear insider tips on the best place for a short break or your annual holiday. The Great Destinations Radio Show. Great Destinations Radio Show. With Kerry Jones.
There's been a massive boom in sports and activity holidays, everything from sailing to horse riding to mountain climbing and wild swimming. And now there's a company that's trying to tempt you off your gym treadmill and into the great outdoors. Run the Wild is a UK-based operator offering trail running holidays in this country and in France. I spoke to Simon James from the company and asked him whether this is becoming a popular pastime.
Trail running, I think, has exploded in the last few years, and that's in part due to some high-profile races. Things like fell running have been around for a long, long time. For us at Run the Wild, I think we were one of the first people to set up a dedicated trail running holiday company.
Simon says you don't need huge amounts of experience trail running to enjoy one of their breaks.
There's a broad range of people who come and join us on our running adventures. We do have courses for beginners. To those that, you know, run a lot and perhaps want to recce a race route, such as the Ultra Trail Mont Blanc.
And he says he'll make sure you learn some new skills to help improve your running.
You can't really switch off when you're running around in trails. You've got to be watching out for things like rocks. And that's why our guided trips are, I think, are really good, because we go through what people should be looking out for and the techniques that they need to work on.
Simon says the company stick to just two destinations for their trips.
The Chilterns, which is only 30 minutes on the train from London, and then over in the Alps, where we're an hour from Geneva Airport. So people really can get in and out of these locations without having to upset their work-life balance too much.
And Simon says once you're there, the company will arrange all your accommodation, and more importantly, get your bags from one place to the next.
You know, when I first started out, I used to end up carrying a lot of heavy kit, which meant that I actually probably ended up damaging myself and not really perhaps enjoying the environment around me as much as I should have done.
And depending on how you want to structure your running holiday, Simon says you've got plenty of time to see the sights and relax as well.
They want to run, but they also want to have a holiday. And that's important to strike that balance. We get people running for a morning, and generally speaking, they end up doing around about a 12-mile distance. But it's over a fairly long period of time, so about 3 to 4 hours. And we have a luxury picnic stop as well halfway along. You know, there's a chance to take photos. It's a lot more relaxed.
I asked Simon which is his favourite place for running.
The Tour de Mont Blanc. It's a bit of a classic, incredible scenery. You're running around one of the highest mountains in Europe. Across over 70 different glaciers you see all these other mountains around it. And you run through three different countries and you get to experience the food and the culture in those. And I think it's, one of the most amazing things that you can do.
You can find out more about trail running holidays. Go to runthewild.co.uk.